Avery Thunder is a member of KUNR's youth media program. In this interview, Avery talks to her mom, Tammy Soong, and asks her what it was like being raised in Carson City as a biracial child coming of age in a small town.
You were one of the few Asian people in the entire town, but not only were you Asian, you were also half white, half Asian. What were some of your experiences in Carson City that kind of proved to you that you were different in a way that you had no control over?
I don't even know if it was so much that things were difficult, but we definitely just stood out. You know, we were one of probably, three Asian families. We were definitely recognized wherever we went. Probably the first memory I can think of being a kid where somebody mentioned something to me about it was when I was in kindergarten, and these little boys were taunting me about being Chinese, and they'd call me Chinese Eyes and run away. And I had a friend who was super cool, and she decided that we would be the Chinese Eyes gang, which was really adorable.
Aww.
I know. I think I always felt like a little bit like maybe I was sort of bridging two worlds, but then at the same time, I think I was just so surrounded by white people that I just felt like I was sort of a white person. I mean, my dad he grew up in Hawaii, and so we went there at least once a year and saw all of our relatives from there, and so I kind of got that cultural part.
Did you, ever get stereotyped to, the degree of being, called the Asian girl at Carson High or something like that?
Oh, well, I think that kind of helped drive the smart girl thing. I mean, I was, smart, quote-unquote, but I think it also kind of, push that narrative forward, because of course you're the smart Asian,
yeah.
Or at the time it was Oriental. It was Oriental at the time. Yeah, we were not Asian American at the time. And then I went to college, and that was the first time that I was actually surrounded by a lot of Asian people, because I went to UC Davis, and they actually had these Asian American student unions and stuff like that, and that was frankly more shocking than anything, because there are all these, groups of kids that actually hung out together. And I was like, why would you do that? That is so odd to me.
Did that help you feel more included in the college, or did it just feel weird?
It just felt weird.
Yeah.
And they were really nice. They kind of tried to reach out to me and be like, hey, you want to come to our meetings and stuff? But again, it was almost like, I've got one foot here and one foot there. So,
how do you feel about Carson City now, after living there
for your entire childhood?
It's actually really strange to go back there because it's changed so much. It's kind of like going back to sort of like somebody else's life, where I remember these things that are sort of familiar, and they look the same, but they're really not, because so much growth has happened and everything. So Carson City, I mean, it'll always be, there'll always be happy memories for me. That's where I met your dad, and if I didn't have dad, I wouldn't have you. So, of course it's a great place.
So looking back on it, are you happy that you grew up in Carson City?
Yeah, I'm happy that I grew up in a small town, because I think there were a lot of really good things about it. There's a closeness that you get with your classmates that, you grew up in, you started kindergarten and you graduate with them, and you don't ever have that in a big place, so I don't think I would change it.
Avery Thunder is a junior at the Academy of Arts, Careers, and Technology in Reno. KUNR's youth media program is a special partnership with the Washoe County School District to train the next generation of journalists.